KJAN Sports.
It's time for Check of Sports this morning. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this hour by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, in college basketball, the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats are on to the NCAA's Division II Men's Basketball Final Four after an Elite Eight win over Mercyhurst 55-51 Wednesday afternoon. Most of the game was a defensive battle, with Northwest leading by just two at halftime at 24-22. The Bearcats were able to build a small lead early in the second half and then held the Lakers off at the end of the game. Mercyhurst cut the lead to three with under a minute to play, but Atlantic native Ryan Hawkins grabbed a key rebound off a three-point miss from the Lakers, and the Bearcats made their free throws to hold serve. Hawkins finished with 13 points and seven rebounds. Trevor Hudgens led the Bearcats with 20 points, three boards, and three assists. Northwest improves to 36-0 on the season, and they advance to the Final Four coming up today. Mercyhurst was led by 17 points and 6 rebounds from Jason Massey as the Lakers' season comes to a close at 26-8. The Bearcats will face St. Anselm in the Final Four today. St. Anselm is 25-5, and they beat Nova Southeastern on Wednesday 91-81 to advance. All those games are being played at the Ford Center in Evansville, Indiana. Tonight's semifinal games will be broadcast on TV. They'll be on CBS Sports Network this evening. In the NIT quarterfinals last night, it was Texas beating Colorado 68-55. Lipscomb upends North Carolina State in an entertaining game, 94-93, the final. Also in the CBI semifinals, DePaul, a winner over Coastal Carolina by a 92-87 final. The NCAA tournament continues today with men's Sweet 16 action getting underway in a couple of different regions. In the West region tonight at the Honda Center, Florida State will play Gonzaga, and Texas Tech will face off against Michigan. In the South region at the KFC Yum Center, Purdue will play Tennessee, and Oregon will face off against Virginia. Again, those winners will advance to the Elite Eight. In the CIT tournament, quarterfinals tonight include Texas Southern at Louisiana Monroe and Hampton playing at NJIT. The CBI semifinals have Loyola Marymount facing South Florida this evening. Virginia Tech's Ty Outlaw has been charged with possession of marijuana, potentially jeopardizing his status for the remainder of the NCAA tournament. The sixth-year senior was charged March 21st, the day after he and the Hokies arrived in San Jose, California for the first round of the NCAA tournament. That's according to records on the Virginia Courts Case Information website. His hearing is set for April 11th. Outlaw started and scored 7 points March 23rd as the fourth-seeded Hokies beat St. Louis 66-52 in the first round of the tournament. Virginia Tech plays Friday night against top-seeded Duke in Washington, D.C. Virginia Tech officials did not immediately respond Wednesday to questions about Outlaw's status going forward. Outlaw, who lost one season of eligibility to a heart condition and another to a torn ACL, is among the top 3-point shooters in the nation, having made 78 of 171, about 46%. He's fifth in scoring at 8.7 points a game for the Hokies, but a streaky shooter capable of big games. His career high is 24 points for a game in which he made a then-school record 8 3-pointers against Miami on February 27th of 2017. Outlaw also started the Hokies' second-round game against Liberty in the tournament, finishing with 11 points and a career-best 11 rebounds in their victory. Well, after winning 2 games at home last weekend, the Iowa Hawkeye women have more of a road test as they prepare for the Sweet 16. The Hawkeyes play North Carolina State Saturday morning in nearby Greensboro.
We obviously know we've got a tough challenge with NC State. They're playing 80 miles away from their campus. They're playing in a familiar building. This is where the ACC tournament is held every year. And so this is a place that they've played numerous games. So definitely they have the home court advantage, so to speak.
It will feature an intriguing clash in the post as Iowa's Megan Gustafson goes up against 6'5" Wolfpack freshman Alyssa Kunane. Bluter says in the past couple of weeks, Kunane has been the North Carolina State's top scorer.
She's averaging 18 points a game and, you know, shooting the ball about 60%. And I just kind of see this matchup with Megan and her as kind of like, you know, the veteran versus the rookie. But it's kind of like the experience versus the next up-and-comer great center in America.
That, by the way, is Iowa coach Lisa Bluter, who says Kunane is very skilled.
She moves really well. Again, she has more size than Megan. Her team looks for her very well. They feed her the ball really well, just like our players do.
The winner has a likely contest against national top-ranked Baylor. And we'll have that game Saturday morning for you. 10:15 is the pregame start time. 10:30 is tip time. Iowa facing off against North Carolina State. Now, beyond all the shifts, analytics, and social media outreach, here's the best way to tell Major League Baseball has zoomed into a new era. There's not a single active player on any roster this year that's left from the 20th century. Not a single one. The Elias Sports Bureau said Adrian Beltre and Bartolo Colon were the last, and with all 30 teams set to play today, from Bryce Harper's home debut at Citizens Bank Park to Mookie Betts and the champion Boston Red Sox visiting Seattle, this year MLB becomes the first of the four major sports without someone still around who played in the 1900s. And there's evidence of change in the game itself. The complete game is nearly completely gone from baseball, and shutouts are vanishing too, and the numbers are striking. If you go back to 1978, there were more than 1,000 complete games in the majors. Moved to 2003, that total was about 200. In 2018, there were only 42 complete games, the lowest total in the sport's history, according to baseballreference.com. And just 19 of those were shutouts. That's the fewest since the 1870s. Putting it a different way, roughly every other game featured a starter who went the distance 40 years ago, whereas one in every 55 games did so last season. And last year, no one threw more than two complete games, and no one delivered more than one shutout. Well, we'll see how things change today. With the opening day, we've had a couple of early games between Seattle and Oakland over in Tokyo last week, but everybody opens up today. In National League play, the Cardinals are at Milwaukee this afternoon. We'll have that game for you here on the radio. 12:15 the pregame, 1:10 is the scheduled first pitch from Miller Park. Other National League games have the Mets at Washington, Atlanta at Philadelphia, Arizona at the LA Dodgers, Colorado at Miami, Pittsburgh at Cincinnati, and San Francisco at San Diego. In the American League, Kansas City opens at home as the Royals have a 3:15 first pitch this afternoon against the Chicago White Sox. Also in the AL, Baltimore is at New York, Detroit at Toronto, Houston at Tampa Bay, LA is at Oakland, Cleveland at Minnesota, Boston is at Seattle. The interleague game today, Chicago Cubs play in Texas against the Rangers. Cleveland Indians star Francisco Lindor's recovery from a strained right calf muscle has been set back by another injury, a sprained left ankle. Manager Terry Francona said Wednesday in Minnesota, where the Indians will start their season, that Lindor was hurt running the bases in an intra-squad game. The three-time All-Star shortstop was previously ruled out for the opener because of the injury he suffered in early February, but the original timetable had him in the lineup by mid-April at the latest. Now Lindor could need more time than that. Francona said it was too soon to tell how long he'll be out. Rookie Eric Stamets will take Lindor's place in the middle of the infield. Well, in football news, Justin Camrad is taking over as the head football coach at Lewis Central High School. Camrad has spent his time as an assistant for the Titans, as well as a stint as the head coach for the Abraham Lincoln football team. Camrad takes over for Jim Dugan, who led the Titans to the playoffs 8 of the 9 years he led the program. Dugan's son, Max, begins his freshman season at TCU this coming season. Camrad posted a 33-27 record at AL during a 6-year run. Well, hopes are high at Iowa State as the Cyclone football team returns to the field for spring drills. The Cyclones are coming off back-to-back 8-win seasons and bowl games after a loss to Washington State in the Alamo Bowl.
This football team so far, the first 2 to 3 months in it, has been a team that's come back with a purpose. And I really appreciate that about this group. And I think the thing that I really like about this team, being able to coach them, is they're self-starters. They want to get better. They're infectious. And I think that 1-2 makes you as a coach and really our entire coaching staff really excited every day to come out and coach them.
That's ISU coach Matt Campbell. Running back David Montgomery and receiver Hakeem Butler left early for the NFL draft, but Campbell says plenty of veteran leadership remains.
And you talk about guys like Ray Lima and Marcel Spears, and you know, I think you can almost go to every position group, and yeah, we lost some good players, but I think the leadership, the accountability, the self-ownership in this program may be as good as I've ever had coming back into a football team.
The most interesting position battle will be at running back, where Montgomery has to be replaced.
I think that's going to be a cloudy battle, to be honest with you, until we get into the early stages and late stages of fall camp. But I think it's going to be one heck of a battle.
Among those in the competition is redshirt sophomore Johnny Lang, who's coming off surgery in the offseason. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.